revealing their findings. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. The House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot will hold their first public hearing tomorrow night in prime time.
California Democrat Congressman Pete Aguilar offered this preview to reporters.
Part of our work will be, as the chairman just mentioned, to lay out legislative solutions that could help ensure that this never happens again.
Republicans insist this is all about partisanship. New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, the GOP conference chair, notes the two Republicans on the select committee were not picked by Republican leadership.
Every single member that was appointed by Kevin McCarthy is not on the committee. That's because Nancy Pelosi broke 200 plus years of precedent by not allowing the Republican minority leader to appoint members of a sitting committee.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Hours after testimony from victims and family members of the Buffalo and Uvalde, Texas mass shootings, the House has passed a wide-ranging gun control bill, which would raise the age limit for buying a semi-automatic rifle and prohibit the sale of ammunition magazines of more than 15 rounds. President Biden in Los Angeles this evening as the U.S. hosts the Summit of the Americas. He says one of the areas leaders will discuss is migration.
Safe and orderly migration is good for all of our economies, including the United States. It can be a catalyst for sustainable growth. But all unlawful migration is not acceptable. We will enforce our borders, including through innovative, coordinated action with our regional partners.
On trade and supply chains, the president said we have to make sure our trade is sustainable and responsive. New York prosecutors have requested that R&B singer R. Kelly serve at least 25 years for sexually abusing young girls. Kelly will be sentenced later this month. His lawyers have argued he deserves a maximum of about 17 years. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Former Olympic gymnasts, including gold medalist Simone Biles, are suing the FBI, claiming it didn't stop convicted sports doctor Larry Nassar, despite reports he was abusing gymnasts in 2015.
Gold medalists Simone Biles, Allie Raisman, and Michaela Maroney, and about 90 other claimants, are suing the FBI, accusing the agency of failing them.
On no planet is what happened in this case acceptable.
FBI Director Chris Wray, during a Senate hearing last year, Larry Nassar, now imprisoned for the rest of his life. Both Michigan State University and USA Gymnastics have also settled with hundreds of victims. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A city council member in Troy, New York, is being forced out and could face prison time after pleading guilty to three federal counts of voter fraud. As part of a plea deal, Kimberly McPherson admitted to falsely casting an absentee ballot in last year's primary election and two such ballots in the election for governor. Amazon says it's fighting bad listings and shows the evidence in a new report.
Amazon's second annual report shows the company prevented 4 billion bad listings in 2021 and removed more than 3 million counterfeit products. The results released Wednesday are mixed compared with 2020, when Amazon blocked 10 billion listings and got rid of 2 million phony products. The e-commerce giant also saw a decrease in complaints of intellectual property infringement in 2021. Counterfeit sellers have long plagued Amazon and other e-commerce retailers. The Seattle-based company recently stepped up efforts to fight it amid heightened scrutiny from brands and anti-counterfeit legislation. Samantha Liepman, Fox News.
For the- the first time in their five-decades-long career, punk pioneers Blondie are putting out a pop box set. Blondie, Against the Odds, 1974 to 1982, will include 124 tracks, including 36, which were never released. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.